awesome.
Champion. It all starts at 9 a.m. Eastern. Then at 11:30 a.m., tune in for the Cinch Shootout as 8 contestants compete in 5 events. That's this Monday in place of your Market Day report. But of course, we're still going to have the rural evening news for you on Monday. Stay with us. Agricultural equipment in vivid color. The next half hour, we're going to take you back to see the latest technology and innovations at this year's National Farm Machinery Show.
Oh man! I mean, we got listeners that actually know the sport, obviously.
Yeah, Kane.
Loving you tonight.
Here we go. Pinched a nerve or something, it's just like, god damn. Hits. That's why you're here.
Thank you. your truck just like my daddy does. Tooling down the interstate, that's 85. Keeping an eye peeled for the buzz. Talking on my cell phone to all the chicks at the truck stops along the way. When I grow up, I wanna drive a beer truck. Daddy does each day. Don't care what brand of beer. Don't make, don't never mind. But I can be a beer truck driving man. That's just gonna be fine. When I grow up, I drive a beer truck, just like my dear old dad.
knock on your door and want you to join a secret society, you should do it. Now, I'm not saying the occult's out there, because there's some weird secret societies out there. But a well-vetted, really solid secret society can really matter in your life. I'm a member of several secret societies. And once you're in a secret society, you realize you don't feel like it's that secret, because a lot of times we put our names on doors and when we put it out there, but the world just seems to look past it, because it so blends into the structure and the madness of society. Secret societies actually exist right around you and are helping you out right now, and you have no idea. And
I like that this knucklehead say, fucking...
Hey, we're from this society, and you won't even
gets out there and like has all this
so
fucking like god-awful advice
they want you to join a secret
about
society,
joining a
join?
Secret society.
And I'm going to give
like, there's a ton. I'm in a bunch.
You should.
But
because
like,
I think it's helped me a lot.
Does not name, I mean, you know,
number
granted,
one is
it's a secret
that you
society.
Get good connections.
Fun.
The reason they ask you to join is because they like you. They think you have values like them.
Some examples of the types of secret societies so that, like, people realize, like, oh,
respect
he doesn't, he means a trade organization or the fucking Rotary or like, hey, what's the local fucking bar I can hang out at with like-minded individuals, you know? Like
friendships. That's what begins with honoring someone. It's a step
real dumb
friendship. And you create mutual bonds with these people that you might not have gotten in the street, because it started off from an issue of respect. You don't have to start off from the ground of, I don't know if I trust you just yet. We got to earn each other. It amplifies that and moves a lot faster. So friendships get tighter, last longer, and become bigger in secret societies.
Do Discord servers count as secret societies? I feel like that's the bar this guy is setting.
This connection, this friendship, or this respect, you'll find that contracts happen a lot faster. I've been in a poker game where a guy was saying, I'm thinking about adding this position on my company, and the guy across the table said, in the secret society said, I would do that. I can do that for your company. And he said, hi. They reach across the hand. They shake hands. Deal was done right there. It happened that quick. And I see that happen all the time. Because once you take that mutual connection, contracts happen really fast. The second thing is, or third or fourth thing is, deals come to you sometimes. Or you have an option to go to a deal. I've been in a meeting.
Does me going to high school with the guy that sells... podcast ads.
Someone heard what I did.
Or
said,
Blue
Chew. You need an agent.
And then
I'm gonna line you up
making
guys,
us making deals.
Office,
is that
agent,
the poker game now, handshake equivalent?
That agent who knows I'm connected
deal.
This whole deal. That agent's gonna say, "Hey, come right on in." And it always boggles the minds of secretaries when they see me walk past and just say, "Hey, I'm the guy. I'm Paul Taylor. I'm going past you. I don't have the barriers that everybody else is because I'm part of that secret society." The next is, there are new worlds out there. And being part of a secret society sometimes opens you up to history and new parts of the world. I've known through secret societies, I've had connections that took me to parts of Europe I never would have gone to before. It allows you an in outside of what you're used to seeing, because you have friends back home, but they may not know nothing more than Texas, or nothing more than New York, or nothing more than their Miami.
cool. Rock and roll music, you know? I just like it when it rips like this. This rips, man.
Baby, I want you, nah, nah. Can't keep your eyes off my man. doctor is. I don't know what the TARDIS is. I don't know what time travel is. Somebody tell me. I don't know who Rose Tyler is. I don't know who Martha is. I don't know what a Dalek is. Somebody tell me. My name is John Smith. I walk a lonely road.
Hunchback, I open up my MacBook Pro. Pop-up says to update and I just click no. Oh my Josh Watkins, where'd the top go? Yo, I wanna see some memes with some subpar jokes. Open up Mozilla and fulfill my wildest dreams. Don't ever reveal it, I delete my history.
Ah! It's the end of music. Forever. I'm gonna go. It's Friday. You gotta go fast. Speed me up.